Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast. I'm already shaking my head, and that's usually reserved for the end of the show, and I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Samantha, put your hand down. You're going to knock your mic.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yes, you already hit it once.
I did. John's going to love that.
I know, right? I heard that. Samantha, 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 Samantha. How long do you think I could do that all? Like, how long do you
Please
think?
Don't.
I wonder if there's a world. Oh, my God. Maybe there's a world record of just saying somebody's name over and over. Would you think it would drive you crazy? Samantha.
Yes.
Samantha.
Yes.
Samantha.
Yes.
I could do it.
Nope.
I think don't. I could do it so easily.
Don't.
No. You don't think that's the way to go?
No.
All right, Samantha. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
And I'd just like to officially say I am over the finger splint.
Yes.
I was a good sport, but I still have to sport it. But I just want to go on record. I'm officially over it.
I just want to go on record as the person that says, just accept the fact that you broke your finger. You dislocated your finger. You stretched your finger. It's going to be, now you got an ugly finger.
I got an ugly finger.
It's a story, right? People are going
to
be like,
it's not a good finger to be ugly either.
I know, right? My ugly finger is my ring finger, right? And remember, don't you remember for the longest time, people, when we used to work at Pennington's, they thought, because I didn't wear my wedding ring, they thought, oh, maybe there was something odd about that. And I'm like, I hurt my, just ask the question, people. Don't start talking behind my back. Just ask, right? I hurt my finger. Ring don't fit on it.
Yes.
That's simple. Ring don't fit on it.
The ring don't fit.
The ring don't fit, right?
If the ring don't fit.
You just must quit. Right? You just must quit. That's it. Tell me that's not a sign. If the ring don't fit, how is that not a sign?
I don't know.
Right? Like 10 years into marriage, the ring don't fit. That should have been a sign. That should have been a sign.
Should have been a sign.
Should have been a sign, right? Blatant sign.
I don't know.
Right?
How's your week going, though, Lisa?
Samantha, I'm so, so tired today. It's been 1 week. Remember, you know that song by the Bare Naked Ladies?
1 week since you.
But it just seems like an odd song to sing to you, so.
Yeah. No,
it's about breaking up, and we're not a couple.
No.
So it's but not the right song. So
let's refrain.
Let's refrain from that. What type of week? It's been a highway to hell. It's been that week. You know why, Samantha? Because the 70 million hasn't been won yet.
No.
And I need it to be won.
Have you regurgitated it? Have you regurgitated our tickets?
We're back. Yeah. More money you owe. I got a tab for you.
I got a tab with mom too.
Good, right? Yeah, right? Yeah, you're not getting out of it, right? You're paying up, I'll tell you that right
I'm
now.
I'm doubling down, but I'm not winning anything. So
no,
I'm just
we won nothing. We didn't even win a free ticket. So for Friday, right, I'll reinvest to put my money back in and you'll owe half of it.
Good Lord.
But I'm so tired, right? Because it's so busy.
Because right? Everybody wants a ticket.
Everybody wants a ticket. Everybody. Canada's largest jackpot ever.
Yes.
Right? So crazy. And it's funny because, you know, I get that the America, that they have bigger ones and they get their Powerball and it's like huge, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? Ours ain't taxed.
No.
That 70 million goes in my pocket. Thank you very much. Right? You win.
Yeah. And you know, every time I see somebody who wins something and they're shown on the TV, all I think is, now people know who you are.
Now people know who you are. And let's be honest, right? If we win 70 million, it comes, to quote my husband, headaches, hassles, and horse shit comes along with that. Right? Headaches, hassles, and horse shit comes along with $70 million.
Headache, hassles,
and horse shit.
And horse shit.
Yeah. He wants no part of it. He wants no part of 70 million. And I'm thinking, guess what? Your name's not on the ticket, so don't worry. You got no part of 70 million, actually.
Oh my God.
Samantha does.
Headaches, hassles, and horseshit.
Headaches, hassles, and horseshit.
Oh my God. Leave it to your husband.
I know, right? Right?
That's so funny.
Too funny.
Too funny.
So what else has been happening?
Well, I got something. Okay, because you know I have Spotify, right?
Yes.
You made me get it two years ago.
I did. And then
for
you just
Christmas.
You make bad playlists.
And I had, because I had to make a Christmas playlist, and I make good playlists for me because they're for me.
I know.
And because I don't care about you.
Apparently not. Apparently no.
I do not.
It's fine. I don't really care about you either. So, nah, take that. Right?
So I got this thing from Spotify saying, hey, we have something for you. And I'm like, oh, okay, what? And it was like a journey of my musical of what I've downloaded. And I just, it made me feel so like heard. I they understood me. And they're like, this is.
Or they're creeping you.
No, I thought it was great.
I think they're creeping you.
And I'm like, Spotify gets me. That's what, at the end of it all I thought was Spotify gets me.
Is Spotify your new best friend?
Spotify might be my new bestie.
Like, can you phone Spotify when you're having a bad day and say, hey, Spotify?
No, but they're going to know the right song to play for me.
Well, that's true. And you can't really phone me either. You can text me. You can only phone if it's a dire emergency.
A dire emergency.
Right? You know. Interesting. Oh, so that's what Spotify is doing for you. It's filling that void.
Apparently.
Interesting. You know what I learned today?
What?
At work? I literally can't write anymore. I can't write.
What do you mean?
I can't write. All I needed, because I was filling out, I had to do some paperwork and I was writing. I had to sign my name. I can't write anymore. I don't write. I type everything. I write nothing. I can't hold the pen. I hold the pen for 1 second. It's like the world's biggest exercise because I'm like, ow, 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 right? Ow, right? Ouch. That's not comfortable anymore. The pen does not fit into the grooves like it used to.
No, because we'd hardly ever use a pen anymore.
We hardly ever use a pen. And then I go to sign my name. I had to sign it 2 times. That's 2 completely different Lisa Gibsons right there. I'm like, oh my God, if I was like in a court of law right now, they'd be like, which one is the real one? Good question.
Good, yeah.
I can't write. I wonder, friends of the podcast, anybody else not able to write anymore? I feel like I need to take like a cursive course or something. Cursive for dummies, for adult dummies.
Yes, because you forgot how to write.
I forgot completely how to write.
Well, because everything's on your phone or it's on a laptop or whatever.
Right, like I know I'm the fastest thumb typer. Right, I'm double thumb type. Boom, 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 super fast. But when I got to write, oh, geez. It's not good.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Good.
Yes. So last Saturday.
Yes. What did you do last Saturday, Lisa?
I held a party.
Yeah, for one.
Party for one. I held an 80s party for one.
Yes, you did.
So Saturday mornings, one of the radio stations plays, oh, it's Cruise FM.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Shauna. They play the 80s.
Uh-huh.
So I was doing my little errands. Touring around in my little clown car. Songs cranked up, right? Like I like to. And you know what comes on the radio? Well, yeah, you do know because I sent you a clip.
Yes, you did.
And I sent the HHG a clip. And I'm like, look who's having a party. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. Go to it when you want to jump to it. And I was like, oh my God. I don't need anybody but me. I really just need a part. I really... Right? I was having so much fun at my party for one.
You were.
It was like, oh, the best. I'm like, there should just be only 80s music. Can you make an 80s CD for, or an 80s whatever it is, an 80s Spotify for our trip?
I can try.
What do you mean you can try?
If I already have. I already
no,
have
no,
one.
But, yeah, I know,
but you've
but
already
bad.
Decided that everything, every playlist that I make you hate, so.
Because your 80s playlist is like Marvin Gaye.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And Rick Astley.
No, it's not.
And Rick Astley.
Well, of course it's going to have him on it because he's
and it
awesome.
It doesn't have like my stuff, like Frankie Goes to Hollywood and
I
stuff
love
like
Frankie
that.
Goes to Hollywood.
Well, it was not on last summer. Remember, don't you remember last summer on the beach? I'm
okay,
like, we can't even play this.
Up.
It's horrible.
Give me a list.
Right? And I'm like, this is just.
Give me a list.
Maybe this is what we should do. Let's both come up with a list and people can see who has the better choice of 80s hits.
No!
Oh, because you know I'm going to win it.
No.
Uh-huh.
I'll win it.
You won't win it. You didn't have The Cure. You didn't have Psychedelic
Furs. I love The Cure.
Oh, I love The Cure, but they're not on my list. They weren't on your list. I remember.
Oh my God, stop picking on me.
I remember your list was like, I heard it through the grapevine and R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I'm like, what is this?
Well, because I like a little soul with my 80s music.
Really? Okay, because she was in the 70s where she belongs.
Because it was a 70s, 80s playlist.
It should just be
I now 80s. Have a strictly 80s playlist.
And I bet you it's all top 40 80s.
No, it's not.
That's why we would not have been friends back in the club days.
No, I like Euro trash just like everybody else.
I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't think. Rick, you like Rick Astley too much.
I liked all music, Lisa.
I don't know. I don't know, Samantha.
Even 80s rap I enjoyed.
I don't know. I'm just saying, let's build a list and see.
Oh, stop talking.
Right? Let's just build a list. Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay. Well, that being said,
okay,
I have to ask, why are you trying on Walmart clothes? You got money to buy mall clothes.
What is the difference if I wanted to just try on Walmart clothes?
Okay. So here, picture this, people. The same day she has her little dance party in her car, in her clown car, I get another picture. She's putting on Walmart clothes. And I'm like, girl, you got money for mall clothes.
Because I needed some short sleeve shirts for work. And you know, I get cheap.
Yes.
So I go to the Walmart, right? I'm cheap for summer clothes. I go to the Walmart.
Oh my God. Okay. But the shirt you tried on?
Oh.
I'm not sure what you thought you saw on the hanger. It looked even worse, I'm sure.
Really, really bad, wasn't it? It was really bad.
It wasn't good.
I had a hunch it wasn't good. So I was just looking for backup. I wasn't loving it. I was like, I'm loving it. Wasn't that at all?
What kind of backup were you hoping from that?
No, I was looking for reassurance that, yes, it is horrible.
Yes, and I do believe I said, yes, it's hideous.
You said it's not good, Lisa.
It's not good.
Samantha, I said, is this shirt bad? And you're like, it's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. Right?
At least I'm honest.
Well, and I appreciate that.
You know what I could have done to you?
No, this but would I would have. But I already kind of knew.
This would have been a Lisa, as I like to coin the phrase. I could have said, oh my God, it looks awesome, knowing full well you looked a little ridiculous.
I know, but then what I would have done, because I don't trust you sometimes, I would have then sent a picture to the HHG, and the HHG would have been like, what are you doing? Get out of there. Right?
Because she's thinking too. Yes. Girl, you got money. Go shop at the mall.
Go shop. You buy your mall clothes. You don't need to buy Walmart clothes.
Go buy mall clothes.
But sometimes I'm just cheap that way, right? Especially with the summer, whether it's casual or work clothes. There isn't
a summer sale somewhere. Summer's already gone in retail world.
Right? But I need some short sleeves. I'm getting hot. I need some short sleeves for those hot days.
Hot, hot, hot.
Right? When I'm in my like short sleeve cardigan sweater and everybody's like, what's with the sweater?
What is up with that?
Right? I'm like, it's a sweater. Right? Oh, I can't just wear my scrubs. You know, I'm just saying. You know what? Here's the thing, Samantha. There's going to be a lot of changes that are going to have to happen.
Oh, why?
Change. It's a coming. It's a coming. I feel it in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Because here's the thing. We're getting to the tail end of this pandemic, right? Or so we believe. And you know what I'm thinking?
Uh-huh.
Is that once it's over, we're going to have to learn, or people in general, I guess, people in general are going to have to learn how to people again.
And what does that mean?
We haven't peopled. We haven't peopled.
What does peopling mean?
Well, let's say, okay. You and I haven't gone out for a meal at a restaurant in 18 months. I don't know what's that look like now. We haven't peopled. We haven't peopled together. We may step out in public. We may not even know each other anymore.
Oh, dear God.
Right? We need to learn how to people again. We have not peopled in 18 months.
I can guarantee you it'll be exactly the same as it was before.
I don't know. I don't know. I think people have to learn how to people.
Oh, my God.
We've stopped peopling.
It's very possible, Lisa.
Right? So people are going to have to learn how to people. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
I think it's going to be an important step.
I think for you, yes.
for everybody. I think nothing is going to feel like it was.
Well, and it's not supposed to.
No, right. So that's why we have to learn how to people.
We have to learn how to people.
Right. We have to learn.
In a brand new world.
Right. We have to learn to do the bottom part of our makeup again.
Yeah.
Right. We got to go back to the lipstick.
We have to go back to the lipstick.
I got
to
find my ipstick again.
And shave.
Yes. Right. Right. Got to get rid of the chin whiskers. And the fuzzy mustache.
And the fuzzy mustache.
Right? We got to get rid of those things, right? I got to pay attention to those two little things that get on the side of my mouth right now. They're not my biggest concern because they're covered with a mask all day.
Exactly.
Once that mask is gone.
And then you have to learn to manage your facial expressions.
Yes, you do. And you have to pay attention to make sure that you don't have like the chive between your teeth.
This is true.
Because right now we don't have to worry about that. Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. I want to know if with the facial expressions, if I roll my eyes and smile, because I feel that's what I've been doing during pandemic times, rolling my eyes, but with a smile. So under my mask, it's okay. That's what I think.
Okay, they can still see your eyeballs, Lisa.
I know. I think I've been doing it backwards. You know what else I think, Samantha? I think in my head, this has been my new thing. I think I'm answering everything. With a fuck you at the end. So this would be the thing. And I mean everything. So like, ask me if I want fries with that.
Fries. Would you like fries with that?
Sure. Fuck you. That's what I'm thinking. Is that a sign of COVID burnout? Ask me another question. Let's see if it applies. Ask me if I want a coffee.
Would you like a coffee?
Oh, sounds good. Fuck you. Right?
I got one.
Okay.
Can I have a lotto ticket?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Right? I think everything I feel in my mind is answered with fuck you.
Right?
My body is yes you can, but my mind is fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh my god, it's so funny that you say that because I do believe that people are going into that sort of COVID burnout.
Yeah.
Because they've had to go through a lot of different levels of people's emotions as they go into retail and all that kind of stuff. So we went into this little pharmacy over here by where my parents live because
right.
I needed like a compression sock ankle support compression thing.
Yeah.
And Mom's like, oh, they have all these, you know, stuff there. And I'm like, okay. So we go in and then the pharmacist comes over to help us. And I'm like,
fuck you.
They're all that long? Yes. Okay. Can I have one in cotton? I don't have your size in cotton. Okay. She's like, and it's only in this pattern. I guess I don't really have a choice.
Nice, right?
And I'm just like, oh, and I'm thinking, I'm in her mind, I can see her. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck
right?
you.
You get the polyester one that's plaid and gingham. Fuck you. You get what you get.
And then I asked, oh, I'm like, hey, do they have finger splints? And like, yeah, they do. And then it only had one strap. And I'm like, oh, it only has one strap. And I'm just the look on her face. I'm like, I'll still take it.
Yeah, right. I'll take two of the ones I'll never wear.
And it was like, fuck you.
Fuck
and I'm
you.
Like, I'm going to leave this tiny little pharmacy and probably not come back.
Is that the one that's by the dentist office?
It's across from, it's a little mini mall.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one.
No.
No, but
it's closer to mom and dad. Anyways, okay. It was so funny because all I thought was, and then I said, thank you for your patience. I really appreciate your help today.
And she DFC'd. She don't fucking care.
Yeah. And you're like, you're welcome. And I'm like, oh, I'm never coming back.
No, here. Right. Because guess what? You're not welcome. You're actually, you're not welcome.
I was really nice about it, but I was just like, I don't want something up to my knee because I don't need that.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want a pattern. That's all you've got.
Doesn't matter.
And I wasn't trying to be difficult,
but deep down, that's how it was. That's how she was taking it.
Deep down, she was like doing what you, fuck you.
Right? Fuck you. Right. So it's not like an anger, like fuck you.
No, it's like,
I'm exhausted. Fuck
yeah.
You.
It's like exasperated. It's like, oh,
absolutely. Right. It's like, I want to just like, throw my hands up in the air with fuck you.
That it was so funny. Bad. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I think that's COVID burnout.
It has to be.
Has to be, right?
Yeah.
So, friends of the podcast, if you find yourself thinking and saying, fuck you, take a look. You're burning. You're burning.
You're burning.
You're burning. You're burning. You're burnt. You're burnt.
Okay. But I got taught something new this week.
Okay.
Just by following my Instagram.
There you go.
Well, because you know how much I love Ross Matthews.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I was watching his Instagram stories, and he taught me a new word.
What was it?
It's called dunch.
Oh, it sounds like a bad word.
It's dinner and lunch.
I thought that was brunch.
No, and it was on the menu where he was eating, dunch. And it said dunch, and it's like dinner and lunch.
I don't like that word.
No, I know, but I'm just like, huh, interesting. It's a new word.
It is a new word. I don't know if I love that word. I think it seems awkward, dunch.
Brunch is breakfast and lunch, but this was dinner and lunch, and so it's dunch.
What's leper?
That's
lunch and supper.
Lunch and supper.
Oh, well, maybe it's been missing. It's been missing. Who knew? Who knew it's been missing?
I just thought that was really cool. And I'm like, look at you, Ross Matthews.
Teaching you a new word.
Yes.
And you're like Mrs. Word.
Yeah, well.
Even Mrs. Word can learn a new word.
No, I'm not Mrs. Word.
I think sometimes you think you might be.
I like words.
I know you do.
You're I like words much. That I know and you don't. That Whatever. Gives me the greatest joy.
Listen. Listen here. Procrastinate. Inconsistent. Incontinence. Poopy belly.
Innovate.
Innovate. I know all of those words. I know all the words that you know. I know all the big words, right? I know my words.
Okay.
Lady at work asked me today, she told me about a book she's reading. She's like, do you read? I'm like, oh God, I've been dreading this question.
Yes, because you don't.
I don't. I said, no, I don't. Oh. And then you always kind of get that funny, like, oh, right? Like, oh, you don't read? I can read. I believe there hasn't been a book that is interesting enough to captivate my attention.
Yes.
That's when they make that book, sign me up and I will read it.
You read books that you just don't read. You like nonfiction.
I like books that I'm learning things. I don't want to live in the make-believe of, oh, I can't believe it's not butter books. Right? Yeah. So that's always my dreaded question is when somebody says, do you read? And then I feel that it's awkward. And then you're never really looked at quite the same anymore.
Well, and then you defend yourself consistently. So.
Consistently. I'm defending myself now, hours later. To you. Somebody I feel comfortable with. Who knows I don't read.
You don't read.
I don't read. I'll read an autobiography. I just want to learn. I don't want to read. I don't want to read stuff and have to remember. I don't care about the Hogwarts.
No, you do not.
I don't care about them. I don't care about the third level of hell.
You don't. Right? You don't.
I feel I live in it most days. Right?
That's true. Okay. But there is something I'm sure you already know about it, but let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's get your thoughts.
Okay.
A royal announcement.
Oh, I know.
The new bebé has been born. The new bebé.
Melted my heart.
Yes. Meghan and Harry have had a bebé girl.
Yeah.
And they've named her Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor.
Beautiful.
And her nickname is Lily.
It's beautiful. Little baby Lily.
Lily.
Yes, I think that's perfect. I think it's just, you know what? They just went up a notch.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
They did, only just because of the baby girl's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because it's the nickname of Queen Elizabeth.
Of the Queen, right? Exactly. And I think with Prince Philip just passing away, it just was very timely. And probably a good PR move too, let's be honest. Right? So if she went up in my books, she's gone up in lots of people's books.
Yeah, probably the queen.
Right? Yeah, probably the queen too. Exactly, right? Exactly. So I think yay, a new little baby royal.
I think that's a good thing.
I do too. I do too. Mm-hmm. Right?
Nothing wrong I love with it. That. Me Nothing too. Wrong. Nothing wrong with that.
That's not a song. You can't, don't start making up songs.
Why?
Because you can't, you're not talented like that to just make up a song.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you're not.
I think you've hurt my feelings.
I'm okay with that. Sometimes they need to be hurt. right?
You're such a bitch.
I think you can sing along, but I don't think you can make up your own.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry. All right. If I've hurt your feelings.
Uh-huh. Well,
here's the violin.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess we're going to probably argue about this as well.
Okay, why?
What is your problem with sparkly water?
Oh my God. Okay. Really?
You send a text and I'm like, yes, it does make me classier.
No, it doesn't. No, yes, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know what it does? It makes you a hoe. No, it makes you a hoe. Yes,
no,
it does.
No, it doesn't.
It makes you used and abused. Yes, because lend me your ears, if you will. So my issue with seltzer this, seltzer that, seltzer. Okay. Seltzer back in the 70s, that was fancy, right? With like your Perrier and your Pellegrino. There was two. Fancy. Classy. Uh-huh.
It's still fancy and classy.
It's not anymore. Cause now I can buy them from the vending machine, right? I can buy your Bublé from the vending machine. I can buy everything with bubbly water from the vending machine. Not classy. I can buy it at the dollar store. Not classy. At the Walmart. Not classy. We've already established that. Not classy. Okay? So what once was classy, not classy. But you seltzer drinkers are drinking it with your little baby finger up, thinking it's classy. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. It's common like a cheap hoe. It's common like a cheap hoe, Samantha.
Okay, well, then I won't tell you that I'm using the Blue Menu Blueberry Pomegranate Sparkling Water right now.
Yeah, it's common. It's common, right? It's common. You buy that everywhere. Every street corner is selling that, just like other things that get sold on the street corner.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? So maybe in 1972, classy. Not today. I'm not giving it to you. It's not classy. I get that it's a nice, light, refreshing drink.
So if you go to a restaurant and they ask you for sparkling or regular water,
yeah,
what are you doing?
I don't care. For me, I'm having regular water. Mm. I don't like that sparkling water. I don't like the bubbles.
But sparkling water at a restaurant seems classy.
Why? It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's classy.
It's not classy.
Especially with a little lemon.
It can go in the water too. Only person who knows that it's sparkly is you. Nobody else knows that it's sparkly. It looks just like a water or a 7-Up. Right?
Oh, whatever, man.
I'm just saying that was my issue. I got mad at it because I keep seeing commercials about it. And then they bring it out in the booze, right? The boozy seltzers.
The Coors Light. Coors Light has a seltzer now.
I know everybody, right?
It's a very odd thing, but
all the beer. Remember, it was like back in our high school days with the Twist Shandy.
Oh my God!
Right, and Canada Cooler. Everything became a cooler. Oh my God!
I remember Canada Cooler.
Like, remember, like we're so old that we can remember when coolers didn't exist.
Yes, and we drank them when they did.
and the Canada Cooler came in a 2-liter pop bottle that you passed around the car with your girlfriends. Before the high school dance.
Oh my God, I totally remember that.
Yes, right? Rockaberry cooler.
Yes.
And Canada cooler.
Yes.
Right?
Rockaberry.
But Rockaberry had to be careful because if you spilt it, it stained and your mom was going to know you'd been
yes.
drinking.
Yes. Well, and then when you threw it up, it didn't look pretty.
Didn't look good, right? At least, right?
No.
Right? That was not the way to go. You know what I'm thinking we need to learn when we're up at the lake?
We need to learn nothing at the lake.
Let's learn to fish.
No.
Yeah,
I hate fishing.
Let's take the canoe.
No, fuck and, you. I'm not going in anything.
Let's take
that
the paddle
you and
boat.
I are the only two people in it.
We'll take the paddle boat.
No.
Didn't we pedal?
I cannot pedal with my ankle.
It's your knee that does the pedaling.
No.
Yes.
I am not going in the paddle boat.
Well,
I'm not going in any flotation device with you at all.
I will
this
pedal
is
for
not
you.
Happening.
I will
this
pedal.
Is, this is not happening.
I will pedal.
No.
I'll do the pedaling.
No.
I'll ask Barry Sr. if he can take us out fishing one afternoon.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then we can make a fish and then we can eat a fish.
No.
Yeah. We'll clean a fish.
I don't touch fish. I don't fillet fish.
They say it's very relaxing. And I already kind of know how to, right? From all my years with big tuna.
Okay. So. Right. Big Tuna is a TV show that you watch. You don't actually catch the tuna. Let's make that perfectly clear for the listeners. She's never caught a tuna in her life.
But I could. I could catch the tuna. Samantha,
don't start.
I could catch the tuna. Right?
Oh,
I
my God. We are officially fulfilling Caroline's wish of a little bit more disagreement.
Right? I'm just saying, as if I could catch the tuna. I need help because tunas are big, but I can catch them. I can core them. I can sell them. I know how much you should go for.
You go fishing with Barry. Be my guest. I am not doing that.
Well, fine. When I catch the big lake trout or I catch salmon. Yum. Yeah. I could catch a salmon and make a salmon for supper.
Congratulations.
Right. Then you can't be part of it.
You are not going to fillet that fish.
I think I could do it.
I don't think you can.
I don't know. I think I bet you. I think
you
think
touch
I
those scales and you're going to be like,
I don't know. I don't think I'm not that scared. I'll put on a mitt.
A mitt?
Or like a glove, right? You put on a fish glove. You put on a special glove, like the Ove glove.
I can't with you right now.
No, I'm just saying. I think it's relaxing.
No, I'm not going fishing.
Mm. Okay. Well, you're going to miss out.
I hate fishing. I fished when I was younger. That was part of my growing up years.
Well, let's relive it.
And I hate fishing. It's so boring.
Oh, Samantha, please.
Nope. Nope. And no.
All right. Fine. I don't want to talk anymore about it.
Okay. Thank you.
You just took my fun and wrecked it.
Fantastic.
Right. And yet I hurt your feelings over, I don't even remember what it was. Oh, because you can't write a song. Which you can't. You don't even watch shows to help you.
You can't fish. Shut up.
I at least watch shows that help me fish. Right? I used to
Big
watch Red
Tuna
Fisher.
Is not going
to
help you fish.
I used to watch Red Fisher.
Oh my God. I don't even know who you're talking about right
Go
now.
Go to the Scuttlebutt Lodge.
Oh, good God.
Right? On Saturday mornings.
Seriously?
Bob Azumi. Yeah. I watch those fishing shows. I don't care. Didn't bother me.
You're so weird.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But speaking of people and things that we already thought happened.
Okay.
Apparently, Sinead O'Connor retired from music.
I know. What?
I thought she was already retired.
I thought when she ripped up the picture of the Pope.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s on SNL, I thought that kind of sealed her career. I don't really remember a lot about Sinead O'Connor after that. It's like pre-ripping the Pope and after ripping the Pope, Sinead. Right?
Yeah.
Pre-ripping the Pope was good. Prior to ripping up the Pope, she had a good album.
I don't know what happened to her after that.
I used to love her. I didn't like her. Nothing Compares to You. I love. Remember Emperor's New Clothes? I love. Put that on our 80s track. That's a fun song.
Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah, you'll have to Google it. You don't know it. I can tell.
Oh God.
All right. I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know. I thought she retired. I thought she became a priest or something.
I think she is.
Yeah.
Or there's something like that in her.
Yeah.
World.
Yeah. I think that things took a weird turn for her.
I think they did.
I think.
But it's funny that she announced that she was retiring when perhaps we always thought that she
Thought that she was forced retired.
Forced retired.
Like if she was a sports star, she had an injury and had to call it a career. Right?
So maybe she's just, because she was sort of forced out, she's now officially saying, okay, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm over, you guys.
It's on her terms.
Okay, I see. Okay, 25 years later.
25 years
later. All right. Woo, you go, Sinead. Boom, mic drop. Right? I showed them. That's what she's thinking, right? I showed those bitches.
Exactly.
Right? I went out on my terms, which not you didn't. You went out after you ripped up the picture on Saturday Night Live.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. But we have to talk about Facebook Tuesday.
Oh.
Okay. So Nutella, bye-bye. Don't
Which
care.
Which is perfectly fine. Nobody cares. Nobody needs Nutella.
Toast, don't care. No. Avocados hurt my heart a little bit. Everyone was like, ew, avocado, ew, avocado.
That
and then
made my heart happy.
Tina Greenwood said, no, somebody said they were allergic to it. Josie Neems.
I don't remember who it was.
I think it was Josie. And I'm like, really? Seriously? Like, are we kidding here? Are we like Lisa allergic?
I know, right? That's what I feel we need, right? Like a Lisa allergic sign. Right? Because I don't want to offend somebody who's like Lisa really allergic.
Yeah. Are you Lisa allergic or are you like legit?
Yeah. Right?
She's legit.
Yeah. And but then I replied back saying, I could be. I've just never tried it.
Exactly.
So I feel I'm still in the running to be legit too.
Yes. But you, Lisa, confused everyone about the cinnamon. What?
Come on.
You implied sugar. They did not think sugar. They didn't think cinnamon with sugar and butter mixed together on toast.
Here's the thing, friends of the podcast. What are you, a bunch of monsters? Who just eats cinnamon powder? You put the powder with the sugar. Come on. I started explaining and I'm like, I can't.
You stopped explaining.
I stopped explaining. I'm like, oh my goodness. Usually I make my own pictures and usually I make my own words. This week I found a fun little picture and I didn't think that it would mislead everybody to the extent that it did. Everybody fell for it.
Yes. But the biggest chuckle I got this week was from Tina Greenwood. She picked honey because she has a phobia of being sticky.
That's too funny, right?
And I wrote was, I need more details.
I feel there's a story behind that.
I feel like there's a huge story.
I feel that there's a fun story behind being sticky, right? Because I agree. I admit it makes sense, but I have no story to back it.
A phobia of being sticky.
Huh.
It made me laugh. And I'm like, oh my God.
I never ever thought of that though, right?
I know. Like, it's legit, but I need to know why.
And like sticky as in clammy or sticky as in like gluey? Sticky.
Yeah,
like,
gluey.
Because that would be horrible.
That would be horrible.
I've just never thought about it that way.
Yeah. Neither right? did I until she said it.
But I'm like, legit allergic to honey.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. When I was 5 years old, I had a peanut butter and honey sandwich and I threw it up. Honey allergy, not peanut butter because I can still eat it. 5 years old. I remember.
This is your mushroom allergy too.
Mushroom allergy. My sister has it. Her daughter has it. It's a family allergy.
Stop it.
I'm serious. My sister Linda is allergic to allergies. She goes in for surgery, just like I did with my heart attack when I was going in for surgery. Any allergies? Yeah. Penicillin, sulfa. And mushrooms.
And then they look at you like, seriously?
And I'm like, serious? What happened? I throw up. Okay, Mrs. Gibson.
And again with the Mrs. Gibson.
And I feel I don't ever want to be called Mrs. Gibson. I hate being called Mrs. Gibson so much.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yes. In all things my life, I don't want to be called Mrs. Gibson. I like being a Mrs. Gibson, but yes. I don't need to be called Mrs. Gibson.
No, you do not.
Right? I think I'm going through an age thing. As I'm approaching my 52nd birthday, I think I'm starting to go through an age issue. And Mrs., putting Mrs. and my last name together in a sentence, this feels like it's dating me.
You know what it is? It's your name.
Why?
Because Lisa Gibson. It's very adulty.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. So where I work, right? I only know like one Lisa, right? Which is me. But I grew up with a Lisa, but there wasn't a whole lot of Lisas, right? It wasn't like the top 10 name on the list. Mm-hmm. However, where I work, we are a foundation of 13 women and there's 4 Lisas.
Oh dear.
Isn't that so funny? So, you know, we're all within 5 years of age of each other. Right? And we all say the same thing. So weird. I didn't really know really any Lisas until I started working here. And now there's like, right? It's like, there's the gift shop Lisa. There's a different the way it's all, we're all like different. We all have different forms of our name being used.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. And I'm like, that's the weirdest. And then you know what I think? It's never a name that makes a comeback.
No.
Like I just saw an article and these people had named their little girl Hazel. And I'm like, okay, that was a horrible name as an old person. But when I thought, oh, is that ever a beautiful little name, Hazel?
Yeah, now it's nice.
Now it's nice. But Lisa's never ever made the comeback.
No. Samantha has, though.
Well, it's never gone away, I guess.
I know, because I'm awesome.
It's not your name. It's a lot of people's names.
I know, but it's my name.
I know, but I'm not talking about you.
Uh-huh. But you know, okay, but the point I'm making about your name is that Lisa's very adulty sounding.
It is adult.
And my name, even though it's Samantha, people call me Sam.
Yes.
And Sam just makes me feel young.
Yeah, no, Lisa just makes me feel old. And I think that's my issue, is I think that I'm feeling old as I'm getting close to your age.
Yeah,
that's what I awesome. Find. You know, so.
My physiotherapist called me Sam today, and I'm like, aw, we're like,
oh,
we're bonding. We're bonding here.
Bonding now because she's shortened down the name. That's kind of funny.
And it made me feel young.
Yeah, I don't feel young. I don't feel young. Mrs. Gibson does not make Mrs. Gibson makes me feel like I should be a teacher. Right? That's a school teacher's name.
It is a school teacher.
Right? Oh, the places I could have gone. Right?
Oh,
very
my God.
School teacher. Like, do you ever hear people's names and think, oh, you know what? That's going to be a successful person.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You're going to be a teacher.
And then you hear other names and you're like, Right? They're going to go to school long enough to have been a teacher, but end up working in retail.
There you go.
Right? Right.
Oh, okay. So here we are at the part of the podcast where we ask you guys to download or subscribe to our podcast, because we need to know if you're listening. So all you have to do is type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, go to whatever podcast app that you use, and you're going to find us, download, subscribe, let us know. Then, you know, then we find out who's listening and how many people are listening, and it's awesome. So we know, hey, are we hitting it with you guys? Are we missing something with you guys? You know, let us know.
Let us know.
Let us know. But our home is ismhead.podbean.com. We are Podbean people.
We are so Podbean people.
If you're in Podbean, you can go to the little bag over my head. And if you hit that, you can pay $2 a month. And that's Patreon for us. So if you want to support us in any way, if you want to help us, you know, because it does cost a little bit of money to run the podcast, you could help out by doing that. We also have a Patreon as well. So you can go to Patreon and just type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. And we are there too. We're also on all the social medias. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We've been doing more stories on both.
Sam's so proud of her stories.
Yes. And I believe Lisa's been playing with TikTok.
Oh, I did. I started. Well, okay. So, because I don't completely understand the TikTok people. What I want is I want somebody to explain the TikTok. So I posted something. I posted something on TikTok. It's old, but it's funny.
Yes.
But it's old because I don't know what to do. So find us on TikTok. We're just go to TikTok and just search I_shakemyhead. And follow us, because right now nobody follows us, just me.
Oh, because nobody knows
Nobody
us
knows, right? Because we're not all that in a bag of chips in the TikTok world.
No, we are not.
Coming soon to TikTok near you.
Coming soon to you.
Yes.
Okay. And also, we are at Threadless still. We still have merch. So if you want to go to ishakemyhead.threadless.com, check it out. We have mugs. We have bags. A shower curtain still, I'm pretty sure.
Shower curtain still. Yeah.
Still a little creepy.
I know.
We got it all. So if you guys want a little piece of I Shake My Head merch, that's where you go. And we are part of the Podfix Network. And it's great. It's a good family. And I recommend Mouse and Weems and the Varmints podcast. So if you guys want to listen to something else, Mouse and Weems are super funny. And the Varmints, you learn stuff about animals.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. And kinda they make cool. It fun.
Samantha, we got big, big news here.
Okay.
We got a big shout out coming up.
Oh, cool.
A shout out to, I'm probably not going to say this right because I don't know how to say it. I'm going to say Mary Tias? Maritis?
Maritis,
maybe? Maritis. It's a country in East Africa. Like the East Africa.
Okay.
Dear this country in East Africa, Maritis. I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Want to thank you. Because consistently now, for the last 2 months, week after week, you have been keeping us on the Maritis East African iTunes charts. Aww. Anywhere from number 5 to number, sometimes we slip down to 135.
So number 35 to 135?
Nope, we one time were number 5.
Shut up.
Yes, on the Mauritius East African iTunes chart under comedy. Aww. So thank you to whoever's living there. I'm sensing you're going to hear us because you are listening to the podcast.
That is so cool.
I don't know how many people, I don't know how big your country is, but thank you from Lisa and Sam.
Yeah, whoever's listening to us, we appreciate you.
We appreciate it. And how about Dear the World? Come on. Follow the lead.
Follow the lead.
Follow the lead. Why are we not on your charts? Right? Let's like find Waldo. Where is Lisa and Sam now? Right? Because you know what? Dear the rest of the world, you too could get that shout out.
Oh, there you go.
You too could incentive. Get that shout out, right?
Yes.
I'm just saying. So thank you, Mauritius. Or however I've butchered your name.
Yes. Yes. I was just going to say that.
But I bet you it's a lovely country in East Africa.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Yes. So.
Okay. So I need to know, because I knew that something was happening over the weekend. How did the sleepover kids do over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. So the HHG had her sleepover kids.
Yes.
I think it went well. I think, okay. So it was funny because she's always busy with them, right? Because they're busy kids, right? Two girls and a boy. Mm-hmm. And she busy because with the kids. So Friday night, so she had them on Friday. Friday night around 11 o'clock, she sends me a text. They have to be at diving for 10.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my God. So then I text her back. How are you ever going to do that? You're never going to be any place at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. She's like, I know. I don't know what to do. So that was the first thing. So then it was funny because then Saturday morning, I was out doing my running around, right, with Mike. And I texted her at 9 o'clock in the morning because we were out doing stuff. And I said, if you were a Gibson, you and the sleepover kids would be waiting in the parking lot for the diving at 10. Because that's what Gibsons do, right? We show up uncomfortably early and we just wait. It's okay that they're not open yet. It's okay. It's
true. Right?
And so instead, she said she got them there 5 minutes after 10, which really, that's pretty good.
That's good for her.
She was a few minutes late. It must have been a 2-hour diving course. She was she's 5 minutes late picking them up because she did an Instacart in between.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, you know what, though? But I think it's okay to be late picking them up, right? And like, I think that's more acceptable. She's like, not when it's just them with the coach waiting outside.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, probably not, right? No. I forgot, right? It's COVID and they're young, right? So, of course, somebody's waiting with them. But I think the sleepover went well, and great to have the adventures of the sleepover kids back around.
Yes.
Right? Because I know that those kids like to do that, and she brings her a lot of joy. You know what else she did? Because all the birds are in the nest right now, right? All the kids are home.
Oh, again?
Yeah, because Alexa can work from home. Oh. Doesn't matter what home, right? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So she's working from mom's home, which is nice. So all the kids are home, which means Nora, the granddogger, right? Uh-huh. She's at home too with Checkers.
Okay.
It was really, really hot weather.
Oh.
She went and bought them up. She went and bought them a doggy paddle pool.
Aww.
So then she sent me a snap, and there were the dogs in the pool, in their pool, cooling off, right? I'm like, aren't you a good grandma? Right? Or she calls herself Meemaw, whatever the hell that is.
It's a form of grandma.
I don't understand it because I don't know. Is that like a Nona or what is that?
Maybe. I don't know.
I hear it in the odd step. She'll be like, come to Meemaw. I'm like, why are you a Meemaw? What is a Meemaw? But she's never really answered what a Meemaw is. I don't know what a Meemaw is.
I feel like it's either mama or grandma.
Can't you just be grandma?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like when my mom decided that she was going to be Nana, but my father was going to be Papa because that sounded younger. And I'm like, you are screwing him for life because that is not sounding younger. Papa doesn't sound young. Papa sounds old. Don't you think? I think Papa sounds older.
It does, kind of.
Nana and Papa. I'm like, And he fell for it. So he's Papa.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, so I think all is well with the HHG.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's good to hear.
So here's something interesting, Samantha. You know our apartment.
Yes.
So we got our new decks, right? And it's like a new wood, right? Like a light colored, not light colored wood, but like a normal, like a wood.
Yes.
Whatever that is. right? But a wood. So now, which is fine, right? Because it matched, because the shingling is kind of like 70s brown, right? Mm-hmm. Now what they've done, because they're renovating a little bit. So now they've taken the 70s brown shingles down. And now they've put up, I like to refer to it as 22nd Street Avenue Gray. you know what places I'm talking about, right? Apparently those shingles,
oh my God,
must have been on sale.
I see.
Right? Or they're just trying to make us look more like the projects. I don't know. So now our siding is gray. And our decks are wood. And they don't match.
No.
There's nothing about it that matches.
No.
And they didn't paint the top of the brown trim. I'm like, we are looking trashier than usual. Because now we don't match. And you know what? That beautiful park across the road only goes so far. Right? It only takes you so far.
That's true.
Right? So now we live in, now we're living in mismatched clothing. That's what
Pretty
I feel.
Much.
I feel like I'm feeling like my pants don't match my shirt anymore.
I think you're going to have to go to the board.
I don't know. What do? You should
complain. Ask them to paint your balcony.
They got to do the whole, they're not going to do the whole complex because I'm not happy.
How do you know?
I know. I know.
How do you know?
I can tell. I don't got that pull here. I might have been able to get rid of the meth heads.
Yes.
But I'm not going to be able to get painting done.
No.
No. Oh, my God. You know what we did? This is what's so funny. So we rent, right? Because, right, we're too cheap to buy a house.
Yes.
We rent. When you rent, one of the beauties of renting is that it's not your problem.
It is not.
Something happens, you phone somebody.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're a Gibson and you're renting.
Oh, dear.
Something happens and we buy it and we replace it. So we just replaced our bathroom fan.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And he replaced it?
Uh-huh.
Did he hurt himself?
He learned it on the YouTube.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, but it's nice and it's super quiet. But I'm like, why am I buying a bathroom fan when we're renting? They buy the bathroom fan.
Because he doesn't want anybody in his place. Because
he doesn't want the hassle, right? He's like, I don't want it to take them 5 days to fix.
Exactly. Okay.
As opposed to the $150 we just spent.
Shut.
Well, because we're not going to get a cheap half-ass fan.
Oh.
We're going to get a fancy fan, right?
I would say keep that bill and submit it.
I bet you we don't. I bet you we don't. Oh, my goodness. So if it's not my mismatched apartment looking trashier.
It's your husband doing labor he doesn't need to.
Doing home renovations in a home we don't own. Right, remember when he changed all the lighting?
Yes.
Remember, we bought all our own lights? I'm like, why are we doing this, right? It's meant to have the globe lighting.
Yes, right? Exactly.
We live in a trashy place. It's meant to have globe lighting.
It's meant to have that. Leave it alone.
We're only meant to step it up if we move out of here.
True.
No, that's not it, though. That's not it. I know.
Okay, well, I need to know. How's that egg yogurt diet thing doing for you?
Okay. Are you asking because you care or are you asking because you're trying to make fun of me?
It's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both. I hear a little bit of both. That's why I brought it up. I hear a little bit of both, Samantha. I think you're picking fun.
Hi.
Right?
Yes.
That's something I'm taking very seriously.
Oh, please.
Listen, I am still doing really, really good. I'd say out of 5 days... 4 days for sure, I'm sticking to it.
Fantastic.
So I'm not bored of it.
I'm not bored of eggs and yogurt.
Nope.
Huh.
I enjoy.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the salt on the yogurt, or not the yogurt, on the egg.
And a little bit of pepper. Because I'm classy that way. Right?
Oh my God. It's because you could put salt on it.
It's that one packet of salt keeps me coming back every day for those eggs. But I think I'm making eggs really popular because some days they're out of eggs.
Wow.
I'm like, all the eggs are gone? Who else is buying my eggs? I thought these eggs were just made for me. No. Other people are eating my eggs.
Apparently.
I know, because they're listening to the podcast, The World Is, and they're hearing you talk about how great this diet is. But
my the bigger question. Okay. How's the muffin top?
Okay, you know what? Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch.
Asking.
No.
You've been doing this for a while now. So.
Samantha, listen. Here's the problem with the muffin top. Okay. I'm going to maybe start to accept it because where does it go?
I don't know.
Where does it go when I lose it? So I've been looking at some crunches? Do I look at doing some squats? I've been looking at my options, right? To try and help with the muffin top because I'm serious about it, right? Uh-huh. And then it got me thinking the other day. Well, okay, so I put the work in and say I find the perfect exercise that's not too exercisey. Because uh-huh. I don't want a real exercisey exercise, right? Uh-huh. I don't want to sweat a whole lot. But then it got me thinking, if I do all of that and I stick to my diet and I lose my muffin top, where is it going? Is it going to my apron?
It leaves your body.
But to where? Is it going to my apron? Because you know what? The only reason my apron's not an issue is because it seems to camouflage better. Right? I think we can hide an apron better in a black pant.
Probably.
Right? If I was wearing a white pant, it probably would be horrific.
Oh, probably.
But I'm just saying, right? I think, I don't know. I'm kind of torn with my muffin top because I'm like, where the hell does it go? Where does that muffin top go?
That's a very good question, which leads us into the next segment. Guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner.
Samantha, I got some questions for ya.
All right, Lisa, I'm ready.
Okay, so I was watching the birds the other day and I got thinking about them. What happens if a bird gets tired? What happens? Do the bird's feet ever get sore?
No.
They're standing on their feet all day.
But they got the wings. They can fly.
But they don't. Lots of times they just stand on their feet.
Well, they are kind of bony. So
how would that not hurt?
Maybe they're meant to stand.
I don't know. Do you think they got magic feet that just don't hurt? When we stand all day, our feet hurt.
Our feet do hurt.
Yeah. So why wouldn't
maybe they're... Well, it depends. Are they a plump bird? Are they proportioned?
I don't know. Right? You think that makes a difference? Where is the bird carrying their weight?
Makes a difference for human beings.
So maybe. I don't know. Just curious, right? As if they, do they get tired and their feet get sore?
It's very possible.
My next question. How can a squirrel remember where he put the nut? But sometimes we can't even remember where we put something.
That's all he's focused on.
But he can drop it off someplace. He can drop it off in the neighbor's yard and he can go back and get that nut.
Because he knows he's got a map in his head.
But I can go to the kitchen and not remember what I went in there for.
I know.
But yet the squirrel can find a nut in the neighbor's yard.
Exactly.
That's so weird. So I just wonder how they can remember so much.
Maybe it's like sonar. Maybe he knows. It's like the nut leaves a heat imprint or sonar or a vibration.
Some sort of a scent.
This is a really good question for Paul.
I'm just curious, right? Exactly, right? Paul, dear Paul. Paul from the varmints.
Paul from the varmints. Help us out.
Help us out there with our question about the squirrels. Okay, and then I was eating some watermelon over the weekend. It had the seeds. Uh-huh. And you know me, right? I'm too lazy. I'm not spitting out the seeds for nothing, uh-huh. right? Then it got me thinking, why don't we poop out watermelon seeds?
How do you know that you don't?
Well, I feel pretty, I don't know for sure because I'm not checking. But unlike the corn, I don't think we do.
How do you know?
I just don't think we are pooping out watermelon seeds.
I think you might be. Well, then you're going to grow. Maybe that's what your muffin top is. It's a watermelon growing in your belly.
Maybe it's a watermelon. Maybe.
It's your watermelon baby belly.
All this time, I just thought it was my baby. I just thought it was my baby. My 20-year-old baby. I don't know. I don't think we poop out watermelon seeds.
I think you do. And I don't need to know if you check your poop. So just,
I don't check my poop.
Let's not go there.
For the record, I don't check my poop.
Okay.
Right? Just saying. Did you want to talk about poop?
Nope. Okay. Nope. No.
But that sounded like you did.
Nope.
All right.
Samantha. I really don't.
Those were my questions for you.
Okay. Those were awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. But apparently our friend Jan got inducted to the Juno Hall of Fame.
Did you not watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't watch it?
Your favorite person, Anne Murray.
I watched it.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a fan.
I know.
And yes, she did. And it was beautiful.
That's beautiful. It was beautiful.
Anne Murray looked as beautiful as ever.
Of course she did.
You know that without Anne Murray, there'd be no.
Don't start.
Shania. There'd be no Celine. There'd be no 5440. There'd be no Tragically Hip. There'd be no Michael Bublé.
Oh, stop it.
There'd be no Canadian music. There'd be no Junos.
That's true.
Without Anne Murray.
That is so true.
And yes, she inducted Jan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I tweeted Jan a personal message congratulating her, and she hearted us back.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, no, but not really you. Hearted me back, I guess I should say.
Yes. It's always you, Lisa.
It's always me. But yeah, so it was beautiful, and she deserves to be in there.
Good. Congratulations, yes. Jan.
I'm surprised you didn't watch the Junos. Miss
I music. Didn't. No, huh. I didn't. I wasn't interested in it.
Okay.
I don't like it. Nothing was live, so.
Well, they can't. It's pandemic, Samantha.
I know. That's why I'm not interested.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
That's how I feel about it.
Each is their own.
Okay. Okay. But I'm more interested in this.
Okay.
Krispy Kremes. Again, new flavors.
I know.
I just feel like that's just mean. We don't have anything like that here, so I just feel like it's mean. But it's a lemon glazed donut and a pink lemon glazed donut.
I think it sounds so refreshing and delightful.
Right?
Like, can we not have summer? We don't need it to be filled. That's the difference. So that's what Canada does. Canada takes a donut and we fill it to death.
Yes.
We don't need to fill it to death. We just want a little glaze.
Well, and this would be glaze. Like, it would be just, it's their beautifully light, just delightful
nice
donut.
Light.
Yes.
Because, dear the world, it's a summer donut, for God's sakes.
I don't need it heavy. Oh, my God.
Right?
Krispy Kreme has made a summer donut.
Right? Now, donuts, there's a summer donut.
Oh, my God.
And Canada does not, we do not have a summer donut. Because the chocolate dip, not a summer donut.
No.
Even the sprinkle, not a summer donut.
Boston cream, not a summer donut.
Not a summer donut. Dear Canada, do you know we don't have summer donuts here? And why don't we? Why is there no summer donuts?
We don't have summer donuts.
Why can't we have a summer donut? Why can't we have a lemonade donut?
Okay, I don't know if there's a Krispy Kreme in Canada, but if there is one, people, you're lucky. You're
lucky.
I don't
think there is. I don't know.
There isn't anything near us.
No.
But I feel that they would give Timmy's a run for their money.
I think they'd kick Timmy's ass because they got summer donuts.
They got summer donuts.
Oh, and then they would have summer Timbits too.
Right?
Oh.
But it wouldn't be a Timbit. It would be a Krispy Kreme donut hole.
That's fine. It can be whatever. It can just be a bit. Just call it a hole. It doesn't matter.
Huh.
Doesn't matter, right? What is missing? The big takeaway, Samantha, has to be the summer donut. Why do we not have summer donuts?
I think that's a bigger takeaway. You're
oh my God,
right.
Maybe we need to open up a summer donut food truck. Oh my God, maybe the Boo Baby Bakery needs to have summer donuts.
Oh my God.
And on Saturday mornings, we can make them ourselves. Yes. Yes, we can. Yes, we can make our own donuts, mini donuts.
You're doing this all by yourself.
That's fine. I can be the I will be the donut maker at the Boom Baby Bakery.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We can have donuts at this Boom Baby Bakery and they'll be summer flavored.
From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. They're just only for 2 hours Saturday mornings because they're going to go fast.
They're quick.
Right? We got other meals to make, right? We can't be just doing donuts all day. We got other meals to be making. Right? There
oh
we go.
God.
I think summer donuts, okay, it's in there. Summer donuts being served at the Boom Baby. Mini, summer mini donuts.
Oh, there's your twist.
That's my twist. Because that's how we do it at the Boom Baby Bakery. With a twist. Right? Yes.
But speaking of twists, apparently you're watching Hell's Kitchen.
I am watching Hell's Kitchen.
What the hell for?
Because there's no shows on anymore. They're all done, right? And I watched your little one about the little tiny game. They make the little tiny sign.
Oh, I haven't even watched it.
Oh, I got 2 minutes into it. I'm like,
was it
next.
Horrible?
Yeah, it was really horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was really, really horrible. You know what? I like Gordon Ramsay.
Okay. I do too.
And
with Hell's Kitchen, he gets too.
I think he's a little more calm now.
Yeah.
But I prefer. So what just started this week, I think, is there's a new Master Chef. I prefer Master Chef.
Yes,
Master Chef. So it's Chef. Gordon. I think it's Gordon Ramsay's Master Chef version. Mm-hmm. I prefer Master Chef to Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? You know.
For sure-sies.
You still, in all your time off and all your cooking shows that you watched, didn't get into Bobby Flay?
No.
Still no.
I'm not a, you're that fan.
I am that fan.
I actually buy in more to Guy's Grocery Games, actually.
Which doesn't make sense, because then we should be the same fan.
No, we're not.
Yes, we should be the same fan. It's the same show for the most part.
No, it's not.
It is. It really is.
You know what? I just love Guy Fieri a little bit more.
Fieri.
Whatever.
Fieri. Even though there's no T in his name.
Fieri.
Yeah.
I enjoy him more.
And do you like his Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Of course, all the time.
All the time, because it's on all the time.
All the times.
Yes, it certainly is. I enjoy that too.
Okay, so Lisa.
Samantha.
We got into a bit of a negotiation about food.
Yeah.
For the lake.
I think I won.
I gave in. Okay, mm-hmm. But you know what won me over? You know what won me over?
Tell me.
You told me they got a new hot plate.
I know, right? They did. They bought a new hot plate. How exciting is that? It means it will not take 45 minutes for the pot of water to boil.
Exactly.
Right?
That is what won me over. You can have Katie every night.
Because now they have a hot plate that's part of today's world.
Yes, today's world.
Right.
Yes.
Right? Wilma Flintstone got rid of the old one and bought a new one. Right? Right? That's exactly what's happened.
We're there for a few days. You can have Katie every day. I don't care.
Every day. I'm going to have Katie every day for lunch.
Katie and hot dogs. We don't need anything else.
No. I think that's the perfect lunch.
Not for lunch.
Yeah, for lunch.
That's way too much work for lunch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Have you gotten this lazy? Have you gotten this lazy because you've been Shea Spurling and you haven't had to do anything?
I agreed to Katie and now we can't decide when we're going to eat it.
It's for lunch.
We are not going to survive three days. For lunch.
No, because you know what? People need to learn how to be people again. And this is my whole point. We don't know how to be people. We don't know how to be people anymore. Right?
Oh my God.
Right? Deep down, we probably don't like each other anymore.
Well, maybe not.
It's probably habit, right? It's just an old habit.
Uh-oh.
It could be that.
Lisa.
Right? Samantha.
Going to the lake, though, so just, you know.
I know, right? No matter what, you're still coming along, are you? Whether I speak to you or not, it doesn't matter.
We'll bring Michelle.
Well, you know what? I keep telling her, you know what? We're going to have to put her on our Snapchat and invite her. I think if you put it on Snap, then it makes it more like an official invitation.
Oh, and then she'll feel like she has to come there.
Well, I think she'll feel like she has to say yes and then has to work on a reason why she can't. Right? So we need to give her a few weeks notice so she can work on that reason why she can't make it.
Okay.
Right? Because you know the HHG, right? She's going to say yes. And then she's going to work on how to get out
say
of it.
Say no.
How to get out of it and how to scoot on out.
Right? Okay.
That's what she do. That's what she do. Okay. Do you remember as a kid that can opener from the 80s that when you put it in the top of the can and you pulled it straight up, it made that little triangle?
Yes.
On
do you
can?
Still use that?
No. Where is that?
Gone. Because it's like poof, gone. Because it's old and defunct.
Because you know what it was used for? This made me think, because sometimes Mike just buys vanilla ice cream, right? And he's like, you're never having ice cream. Well, you know what? I don't see any chocolate sauce. So I'm never eating vanilla ice cream without chocolate sauce. I'll have you know that for sure.
This is true.
Right? Ever, 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 ever. And there's no pie. So there's not any chance of me eating that ice cream. But then it got me remembering back to when we were kids. And you remember you could buy the can of Hershey's syrup?
Yes.
Chocolate syrup. And you always, moms always use that can opener to make that triangle, and then you poured it on.
Right. And you left it in the can.
In the can.
Which you shouldn't have, because
it'll kill you, right? It'll give you botulism or something, right? Or hoof and mouth or something like that, right? TMJ or something. Used to give you something.
Yeah.
And it did. It stayed in the can. And you just had that little opening and you just poured it.
Huh.
And that's what I was thinking about the other day.
People use that to, didn't beer used to come and you had to open beer that way?
Yeah, but you took the lid off.
I'm thinking of something else.
I'm
thinking of an oil can, maybe.
I remember we used to have like a Christmas big jars of, or big cans of tomato juice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they'd use that to open that tomato juice up.
Yes. Right? And again, left the tomato juice in the can.
Left the tomato juice in the can. Exactly, right? Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. And
you lived through it. Samantha, you know what I don't get? You know how I have my at-home glasses and then I have my like at-work glasses, right? Uh-huh. And I don't ever wear my glasses home when I've been at work, right? I take them off. I put them in their case. I'm a faithful put my glasses in the case person, right? I always put them in the case. I don't go around touching the outside of my glasses, but every day I got to clean them.
It's like outside stuff, though, Lisa.
And that stuff just gets on my glasses?
Yes.
That's dirty and gross.
Yes, it is. We're wearing masks and using hand sanitizer.
I don't get glasses. I think I don't get glasses. Right?
You should be thankful the glasses are keeping that stuff off your face.
I guess, but I just think it's weird that they can get so dirty when you haven't even got them dirty.
Well, because you're not touching them?
I don't touch them. I mean, I touch them to adjust them, but I'm not touching the lenses. Mm-hmm. And the lenses get dirty every day.
All the time.
I'm always cleaning them every morning.
And you're supposed to.
I don't know. I don't get
glasses. Why are you surprised by that?
I don't remember glasses being so high maintenance. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think with the pandemic now, I think because stuff has no place to go anymore. Uh-huh. It just only goes to your glasses, right? Because your face is covered.
Okay.
That's so I have a different take on it than you?
Apparently.
Right? My take's a little bit different than your take. The dirt and grime's got no place to go but my glasses now. Whereas before it had my whole face to go to.
It had your whole face, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you, right?
Okay.
Do you think people are influenced by the first thing you say or the last thing?
Well, they say first impressions are very impactful, but it's not maybe what you say, but it's how you make them feel by what you're saying.
Now you've confused me.
Okay.
Okay, what? Okay, huh? Okay, what?
Okay, what?
Okay, what?
I think people are influenced by the first thing you say.
Okay, so if you're going to buy something, if I say to you, do you want $11 or $6? Are you more apt to get the $11 if I say it that way, or if I say, do you want 6 or 11?
I would probably say 6.
You think that, okay, no, you're missing.
Regardless of how you say that to me, I'm always going to pick 6.
You're picking 6, not 11.
Yeah. Because I've walked up and I've already decided how much I'm going to spend.
Okay. Interesting. I was just curious about that. Okay. I know it makes no sense, but it was just something I was curious about.
Okay.
Are people influenced by the first thing or the last thing?
It's hard to say.
And you're saying I'm not influenced by anything.
No, because I already know how much I want to spend.
Okay. Fair enough, Samantha. Thanks for wrecking my experiment.
You're welcome. I got something better for us to talk about.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay. So apparently Jeff Bezos has got nothing better to do but go to space.
What do you mean go to space?
He's going to space. He stepped down from being the CEO of Amazon Web Services and he's announced he's going to space July 20th.
Samantha, here's my thing, right? Is like, do we care enough about space that we want to quit our jobs and go to space?
Well, he's got a lot of money, Lisa. He don't care.
I know. He's a bajillionaire.
He's a bajillionaire.
Right? He's a bajillion. If I had $1 million,
and he does,
I'd go to space. It's not even in the song.
He's like a engineer.
I know. He's an heir that hasn't even been invented yet, that word.
Probably.
Yeah.
So he's taking his brother and he's taking a third person, but apparently he's holding an auction for that seat.
How much? I'd like to go.
It's the last bid was $2.8 million.
Oh, I can't afford that.
Nobody can.
No, people can. Oprah could go. Oprah could go. There's people that could go.
But why would you want to go to space?
I don't know. Here's the thing, right?
It's somebody's rocket that wasn't made by NASA.
Yeah, well, there's that, right? And that's not cool. Right. Right?
But apparently they've been throwing up test rockets and...
Like, I don't want to go on my next trip in a plane not made by airplane makers.
That's true. Right?
It's a very small space to go into space.
Well, apparently it can hold 6 people or something like that, but he's only taking 3, him, his brother, and this person, whoever wins the auction.
Yeah.
And I just feel, is this the best use of your money?
I don't know, but then it's not our money, so that's not our call. Because maybe that to him is for us saying, do you need to spend $11 on the lottery?
True.
Right? Like, it might be like apples to oranges type of thing that way.
True.
But
oh my God, I hate when you explain shit like
right?
that.
I'm just saying, right? Because to them, if you're a bazillionaire,
it is
$2.8 billion. That's like lunch for us.
Well, that's true. I mean, right? He obviously spent a ton of money on this rocket.
Yeah, that's a
and
drop
testing
in a,
it and throwing it up in the air.
That's a drop in a bucket.
Yes, like
drop in
come
a
on.
Bucket, Samantha. But my bigger question is, why do we care so much about space? Do I care that there's water on Mars?
Yes, you do.
Why do I care? I don't think I do care. I think I DFC.
You don't want to live in space?
I don't ever need to live in space. I'm perfectly fine living in Earth. Why can't we just be happy with what we have?
I have some reasons why you don't want to live in space.
Okay, tell me. Because I think I'm going to agree with all of them.
This is my favorite part of the show. Lisa, it's things you ought to know. All right, Lisa. It's things you ought to know about space before you hitch a ride.
Okay. I'm not hitching, but I want to know them.
You don't want to go because space is completely silent.
Ooh.
Or maybe you do, and it's all about you.
Oh my God, yes.
And you're the entertainment.
Oh my God, can you imagine how much fun space would be with me in it?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Let me figure out how to raise $2.8 million. I'll get you there.
Get me there.
And then be like, leave her.
Leave her. And I'd be fine because I'd be having so much fun just by myself, me and space.
Exactly. Okay. But you were worried about water on Mars. Yeah. Venus is the hottest planet and it's 450 degrees Celsius.
Wow. So when we complain that it's 30. Okay. So here's my question. You can't live on Venus, can you?
No, you no. would burn yeah. up.
Right. So do they try to go to Venus?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're trying to go to Mars. So who knows?
Weird.
Apparently one day on Venus is longer than 1 year.
Some days that's how my Saturdays feel.
I know. I'm like, oh my God.
One day on.
They must know what retail feels
God,
like.
Hey, maybe retail was modeled after space.
I think so.
Right. That's funny.
Apparently, a full NASA spacesuit costs $12 million.
Again, it's an expensive hobby.
It's
a really expensive hobby.
And then my question is, what kind of suit are they wearing to go in that rocket ship that is not made by NASA and it is not a NASA suit?
Right? And is that, I only want to be in a NASA suit, thank you.
And the person is only paying $2.8 million to go on the flight in the rocket.
Yeah.
Are you giving that person a $12 million suit?
Yeah, probably not, right? You're probably getting like a $500,000 suit, which is not going to suffice, right? No, I got issues with space.
Just throwing it out there.
I got issues with space.
Okay, so apparently 1 million Earths can fit inside the sun.
Like 1 million Earths?
1 million Earths. The sun, she big.
She big. She big.
She big.
She big.
She big.
Huh. So when people sing, I got the whole world in my hand, they don't.
They don't.
They don't. That's a lie.
The sun does. The sun has the whole world.
The sun has the whole wide world. So what? The people need to do your research before you write that song, right? Right? So instead of saying, I got the whole wide world. No, the sun has the whole world in her hand. Yeah. Sun has it. Not we don't have it.
I just love that we made the sun a her.
The sun. I think the sun is definitely female. Because she hot.
She hot.
Because she hot. And that's H-A-W-T, hot. That's what she is. She hot.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, sun's
oh
hot.
Oh my God, that's right? So funny.
Because we love the sun so much.
We do. We appreciate her.
We do appreciate her.
And Mother Earth.
And why is Earth mother? Why is she the mother?
She nurtures all of us.
Even though 1 million of them fit, like, why is there 1 million Earths?
I don't know.
No, you know what? We're just partial.
We think Earth is big, but really it's tiny compared to the sun because we've never been to the sun.
No, because thou shalt not travel to places you can't come back to easily. Right? God, people. Like, why do you think the submarine is probably not the best thing in the world to just go traveling in? Right? Like, it's like we shouldn't go down there.
We shouldn't go down to the ocean?
We shouldn't go not to the ocean floor, I don't think.
No?
I don't think we should.
Big bad things hang out.
Yeah, that's why when ships sink, they're never coming back. Because they're on the ocean floor, Samantha.
I feel paranoia happening here.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, right?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, Lisa.
Samantha.
Do you got an eye shake my head?
Yeah, my eye shake my head is with grapes. Why are grapes so damn inconsistent?
Oh, uh-huh.
Because sometimes grapes, you buy some grapes. And they're really, really good.
Uh-huh.
And then next time you buy some grapes, and they're small and not so good.
Mm.
But what's consistent about them is they're always overpriced. Why are they so overpriced?
Well, because grapes are expensive now.
Yeah, right? I shake my head at grapes.
Mm.
I want my money's worth.
I just don't think you're a good grape picker. Maybe you shouldn't be picking out your own fruit.
I don't know. Remember when we tried the cotton candy grapes and they were a little ill?
Yeah.
As much as I love cotton candy, I don't think cotton candy should mix with my fruit.
I don't, no.
And then I just think that's weird. How did that process come about?
Good question.
Right? Is that the labradoodle again? What are we doing? How is that candy floss cross-pollinating? Does it even have pollen to pollinate?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it does.
No,
so I don't know. I don't. I get frustrated with grapes. Every week we buy grapes, and some weeks are good grape weeks, and other weeks not so good.
Oh,
yeah. So then okay. I'm not happy. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
Oh my God. Okay, so I went out and about the other day on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I wasn't even driving the vehicle.
Okay.
I'm like, I look to my right, and there's a guy on a bike right beside the vehicle I was in.
Oh, yeah. See, that's weird.
And then my issue started again.
Oh, you have bike angst.
I have bike angst. Are you a car or are you a bike? Are you a bike acting like a car or are you a bike trying to be a car? Like, you cannot sidle up beside the vehicle. No. You have to act like a car, which means you're either in front of us or you're behind us.
Yes, or else you go must on the sidewalk.
You're not even supposed to be on the sidewalk.
I know, but you could be.
You could be, but are you a bike or are you a car? Are you paying attention to the road? Are you going through the lights? Are you
I know.
Stopping and, oh my God.
Yeah, because you're not keeping up with the car.
No.
Right. So I see that. Like,
I have such angst in the summer about people who ride their bikes.
You always do. You get so worked up about those bikes.
Because people don't follow the rules of the road when they're on the bike.
They do not.
Drives me insane.
They do not, right? The rules.
I'm looking at this guy and I'm giving my evil right eye. Like, come on. And I'm like, and then I drove my mother nuts. It's not, is he a bike or is he a car? Like, she's like, oh my God, you sound just like your father.
But it's true though, right? They need to decide, right? They have a crisis identity. They have an identity crisis.
And then I think, choose.
Just choose. Pick something.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to choose anytime soon.
No, probably not.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
That's my angst of the day.
Fair enough, right? Fair enough. I think you'll always have that angst, Samantha.
I think I will. I think I really will.
I think you really, really will too.
All right. Well, that's it for me.
This is the end. It's a song that never ends. Who sang it? Do you remember who sang it?
No.
Lamb Chop.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Lamb Chop? And
I do, but I don't remember that song and Lamb Chop together.
Yeah, she used to sing it and at the end of the show. And do you remember Charlie Horse?
No.
You don't remember Charlie Horse?
No.
He was part of the show?
No.
Wow. Where were you? You remember Lamb Chop? Do you remember Lamb Chop's mom?
Sherry Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lamb Chop's mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Lamb Chop.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is us not being able to wrap things up.
I like to not wrap it up. That's what I like. I like to just keep on
so
going.
Okay, so let's end the anguish for John because he's got a lot of fixing to do.
Yeah, a lot of unexpected things happened this week.
A lot of technical difficulties in this one.
Well, you know what? That's what happens, right? You leave it to us. Things happen.
We've been doing okay, though.
It's a weird day.
Okay, so guys, just remember to check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And the TikTok.
And the TikTok.
I underscore shake my head.
Okay. And remember to download and subscribe.
Samantha, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, Samantha. You know what? Always a pleasure.
Should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.
We have started. You're recording. I'm recording.
You're recording. I'm recording.
Everybody's recording.
Everybody's recording.
Stop talking.
We're going to stop talking. What?
Stop it.
Okay, I'm stopping.
All right.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Record the damn show.
Oh, my God. Will you just get with the program?
Sleepy. Tired. Cranky. Okay.
Cranky. I
gotta poop and I can't poop.
Oh God, don't start talking about that.
Right? I can't poop and I gotta poop. All right.
You need some prunes.
I hate prunes. Hate them. Nope. And I'm not drinking that shit either. Did that at the hospital. Mm-mm. Nope. Give me something I can shove up my ass, please. Right? I'll take it up. I'm not putting it down.
Oh, God. That sounds horrible.
It was horrible. Right? It was so horrible. You're going to have to, Mrs. Gibson, you're going to have a bowel movement. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Gibson's fully aware of that. Fully aware. But guess what? It's not happening.
Yeah.
Mrs. Gibson's poop doesn't want to come out. Well, Mrs. Gibson, we're going to give you a Senecot. Okay. Oh, nope, that didn't do it either. Mrs. Gibson, we're going to have to give you some prunes.
Oh, okay. My God.
Mrs. Gibson's not 100. Right. Mrs. Gibson, you could just call her Lisa. Right? But sure, let's have the prune juice, you betcha. Yeah, oh, nope, still not pooping. Can we just get something I can shove up my ass? It's the only time.
Holy crap.
Right? Hospital woes. Mrs. Gibson, we're going to need to drink more water. Oh. Mrs. Gibson's done with this.
Yeah, she over it now.
Right?
Oh, God.
She over it. All right, Samantha.
Okay, shall we start?
We shall start.